There was something unusual about Ebony Nurse Willow, yet Sissy Bella found herself in need of a medical assistant shortly after the Sissy cruise ship set sail, and found herself in the medic's quarters. Bella had a seat on the exam table as the nurse excused herself to retrieve something from her office. When she re-emerged, Bella did a double take and gulped. The nurse had returned wearing a very skimpy version of a nurse uniform, her full breasts pushed up and jiggling with each step she took, her curvy hips swaying, threatening to cause the hem of her already short dress to ride up. "So what seems to be the problem, Bella?" Nurse Willow asked. Bella felt a shiver run up her spine at the mere sound of her voice, and as she answered, her own voice was shaking. "Oh, just a bit seasick, miss. This is my first Sissy cruise. I've never been on a boat before." Nurse Willow smiled and stood before Bella, reaching out to hold a hand to her head. Her touch was warm, the faint scent of her perfume flooding Bella's senses. "Well, you don't seem to have a fever." "I do have something that will help with seasickness, but it will make you drowsy, and you will need to lay down for a while. Once the drowsiness wears off, I assure you that you'll be feeling much better." "Yes," nodded Bella. "I'm sure that's what I need." Bella felt strange saying those words, like she was under some sort of mind control, and her voice was not her own. Even before Nurse Willow gave her the motion sickness pill and looked on as she swallowed with a glass of water. "There," said the nurse. "It's a fast-acting drug, so don't be alarmed if you start to feel a little out of sorts after a moment." No sooner had Nurse Willow said the words than the Sissy felt her head swimming. "Oh, Miss Willow, I feel very dizzy. What's in those pills?" The nurse turned to Bella and smiled. "Just relax, Bella. You just need to relax and let the effect take hold." She walked over to Bella and helped her back onto the exam table. "Just lay down for a moment and relax. You haven't been getting enough sleep with all the excitement of a Sissy cruise, and you just need some dick." Bella's eyes fluttered and snapped open. What? Surely she hadn't heard correctly. Yet the words echoed in Bella's mind as her head continued to spin, and she found herself repeating them. "I just need some dick." Through her blurry vision, Bella could see Nurse Willow standing by the exam table. And then she noticed her skimpy dress was unbuttoned, exposing her chocolatey full breasts. As Bella's eyes scanned downward, she saw what looked like a bulge in the nurse's little lace panties. Her vision focused for a moment, and underneath the smooth, heavy balls peeking out caught her eye. Bella's face grew hot, the heat traveling down, down, down between her legs and causing her Sissy clit to tingle uncontrollably. Bella heard herself cry out as the ebony nurse let her dress fall to the floor and hooked her fingers into the lace bikini. The big black dick she had concealed sprung free with a loud slap against her thighs. Bella cooed at the sight of it. as Nurse Willow stood at the edge of the exam table and grabbed her hips, pulling her to the edge. "Like I said, sissy," she purred, "you just need some dick." The next morning, Sissy Bella woke up in her cabin, not remembering ever leaving the nurse's station or how she got back into her room. Sitting up slowly, she felt the ache between her cheeks, as if something massive had plunged its way inside of her and stretched her sissy walls. Just as the nurse had ensured, her motion sickness was gone, but her sissy clit and pussy were tingling with want. Then she noticed the ache in her jaw and throat. Bella wondered what on earth had happened in the nurse's office, standing up and making her way to the sink. Her eyes went wide when she saw her reflection. She was wearing a small pink satin teddy that she did not remember putting on, and her sissy mouth, face, and titties were covered with semen. Without thinking, Bella swiped some of the cum off on her finger and slipped it into her mouth, moaning softly. Whatever the nurse had done to her, as soon as she tasted the cum on her fingers, her nipples hardened and her sissy clit stood up. Bella was even more flustered, knowing she had been used and fucked and couldn't remember, and went back to the bedside table to call the nurse station. That's when she saw the business card on the table. Nurse Willow, extension 6969, lower deck 2. Somehow Bella knew Nurse Willow would be expecting her return. She wiggled her sissy ass back to the bathroom and stared once more at her reflection, overcome with the urge to see the nurse again. This is only the beginning of our Sissy Cruise blog train. I am looking at the schedule and we have a lot of exciting cruise activities on the schedule. If you would like to book a session with Ebony Nurse Willow during the Sissy Cruise, you can call me. The number is 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Duchess Willow, the Ebony Femdom. I look forward to seeing you on this cruise journey. And up next, Mistress Brighton will meet you in the gym studio for a very special sissy workout.